Saying Slichus already for a few weeks, so they're already in the, you know, in the spirit of Rosh Hashanah. But for us, Ashkenazim, most of us here, once you get to Yimei Slichos, I think it begins to set in that there's obviously a, you know, we have to do all we could to relate to the spirit of the times and to remaking ourselves. The parshas, of course, that we read are also very much speaking to great inyanim that are very relevant for choices that we make. The inyan of Bechira is, of course, one of the most basic inyanim relating to Yadus, free will, uvacharta v'chayim. This is the psukim that we have in Yitzavim that speak about the choice that you have at the end of the parasha. It's not a coincidence that, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to Kali Yisrael at the end of his life, but we are reading these psukim right here, right before Rosh Hashanah. Tshuva, choices that we make, and how important it is to choose the right derech. I want to ask an interesting question. Just a little bit earlier in the parasha, the pasuk talks about the future geula, and as part of that vision of the geula of Kibbutz Galios, is a pasuk that we actually reference in the Slichus, toward the end of Slichus. Umar Hashem al kachas levavcha v'servav darecha. Hashem will circumcise your heart and the heart of your children. Hashem will circumcise your heart to love Hashem with all your heart and all your soul. We quote this after we have the piyutim of the Slichos and then the Shema Koleinu. Actually, before the Shema Koleinu, we have a whole list of litany of bakashos, and we quote psukim. Each time, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to circumcise our hearts, to love His name, like the Pasuk says, so we're actually asking for this to be fulfilled. What exactly is the meaning of Umar Hashem HaKadosh? The Ramban has an amazing thought, but we have to know how to translate it into our bakasha. The Ramban starts by just quoting an idea, which of course we all relate to, of Habolatai Misayinoso. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in and steps in and gives us Siyata Dishmai. Even in Ruchnius, a person needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help to lead them along, as we know all the time we ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us Siyata Dishmai, Shebeinu Bino Sarasacha, and so on, Habolatai Misayinoso. But then Ramban develops a very powerful idea, which is worth reading carefully. But the idea the Ramban develops is that we know that Bechira has been part of the reality of the human condition from the time of Adam HaRishon. But you could say more carefully, more specifically, from the time of Adam HaRishon after the Chet. Because before that, Adam HaRishon had a natural sense of doing what's right. Obviously, that poses its own question. How could he have done the Avera? But in any event, it was a different reality. Adam HaRishon Machet, it was a natural feeling of wanting to do what's right, b'teva. The Ramban goes on to say, that is the inyan of the Haftacha Umar Hashem Mesulbavcha. It means the bitul of the Yetzer Hara. And he quotes Psukim in Yirmiyahu, that Hashem says, I'm going to create for you a new heart, and everyone will just naturally know me, miktanam v'al gedolam, and there won't be any need to have to struggle with the Yetzer Hara. It will simply be a new spirit, a new heart, a new flesh. The days of La'asid Lavo are the days the Bechira is no longer part of our consciousness. There will be a natural feeling to do Ratzon Hashem. We'll be aligned with Ratzon Hashem. That, says Ramban, is the meaning of Umar Hashem Mesulbavcha. If so, how do we understand the Bakasha that we make, we ask in Slichos, every day of Slichos, Mol es levaveinu. Are we in effect asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remove our free will? Is that something that we're actually yearning for? If Bechira is so basic to everything that we know, that's part of the framework of how we do Torah mitzvahs. So here we are as part of our tefillah saying, Hashem, take away our Bechira. Mol es levaveinu. Okay, so maybe you'll say, yeah, I'm willing to sacrifice my Bechira and sacrifice getting schar because I want for the ultimate good of Mashiach to come, I want that ultimate nevuah to be realized. Maybe that's the pshat. But it occurred to me that maybe the pshat is something else. The bakasha Moshe Levenu doesn't mean the fulfillment of this pasuk in the ultimate sense of the word. That's a different issue. That's a different inyan. Because Baruch Hu, one day, the day will come that all of us will be naturally programmed to do Ratzon Hashem. There'll be no Yetzirah. That's what the Ramban discusses over here. What we're saying is something different. We have free will. But free will doesn't come in a vacuum. Whatever we choose, the Tov or Chas V'Shalom, the opposite, changes the nature of the next choice. And this is, of course, an idea that Rav Dessler, Zichrono Livracha, develops in Michta Eliyahu. Maybe you've heard the idea called the Nekudas HaBechira. Everything that we do is, not everything is up for grabs. There are things that we have nisyonos in, there are things that we don't have nisyonos in. We might not have the nisyon because it's already so easy and we've either grown up with it and we don't think twice about it, we do it because it's the right thing to do. There are things that are so beyond us that we couldn't imagine beholding on that madrega. And there's always a particular point which is that's where we have to wrestle with, you know, maybe yes, maybe not, will I get up a minyan, why not, will I put in a full seder, why not, will I avoid discussion hara, why not, b'chuli, b'chuli, b'chuli. And there are things that, you know, Baruch Hashem, we already are accustomed to, we're conditioned to, and there are things that we're not holding anywhere near. The challenge of living a life of using a bechira, l'tov, is to be constantly be able to shift that point of bechira to points that what was yesterday, what was today, a nisayon is not a nisayon anymore. And what was not even shayach on our radar screen to be part of our bechira suddenly becomes part of the bechira. It's like a muscle in football, right? When you're getting closer to the end game, to the end goal, you know, you're, you know, that's where the huddle is, that's where everything is holding, right? You know better than me. This is the nature of the game. So it is in the game of Avodas Hashem. Nekudas HaBechira shifts. We say in Al-Chayt, Shechatanu Fanecha Ba'ones Uberatzon. What's Shaykh Al-Chayt Ba'ones? Sometimes a person chooses, Chas V'Shalom, the wrong decisions, and as a result, now the Yitzhar is so strong, and now they're doing a Ver Ba'ones, because they can't help it. But if that onus came about because of a bad choice, and that bad choice led to consequences, and now you're overwhelmed by the Yitzhahara, that's a price that you have to pay because you brought that on yourself. Hopefully in the opposite direction. If we bring ourselves through our choices to a point that something becomes so easy, it's not even part of our Bechira anymore. We continue to get schar because we brought ourselves up the ladder that something that was once a big nisayon, a big struggle, is no longer a struggle. And that's the bakasha. Molis levavenu means we want to be able to have the siyata d'shmaya, that something that we're now wrestling with should be so beyond us, so beyond our bechira, that it's not even a choice anymore. Now we can move to another point. So this becomes in increments. It's not an ultimate fulfillment of the lasi lavo. It's in terms of our personal struggle to bring ourselves to the point that we get to a tshuva that we no longer have the struggle anymore, and it's now it's already locked. It's locked in. Yishol bizoche and all those inyanim that we're working on to be able to move ourselves, move her higher and higher on that ladder.